Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life while investing the knowledge into our higher selves. Make sure you sip on something good while getting an eargasm full of real. Stay tuned to a brand new episode. You're now listening to episode 3, season 5, Stay Encouraged. Hola gente linda, welcome back to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. It is your host, Mimi, once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday, happy hump day, hope your week is going well. As I am back, I celebrated a birthday last week. Last Saturday, I officially turned 41 years old. Feeling good. Hell, I still feel like I'm 21. Hell, even younger. 19, I'll say 19. But I'm feeling good. It's crazy. It is a blessing to age. I always say that because, you know, so many things is going on in the world, right? And so many people have passed recently, and so I'm always aware how much of a blessing it is to be breathing and being alive and being blessed. So I have no complaints. Something that I do for my birthday is that I always spend it going to a spa. This is something I do every year. I started doing this several years back, that I just take either a couple of hours and I just relax. And I recommend it. If you're able to do it, put your coins together, do it. This is like my treat for the year. It's just something that I truly enjoy. If my birthday falls during the week, I've been doing this for years too, is I take the day off. Be real blunt. I do not work on my birthday. I don't think you should work on your birthday. Enjoy it. Do whatever you know you want to do. Whatever it is, if you want to do nothing, do nothing. But that's your choice. Enjoy it. Don't be stressed. Like for me, I always take a couple of days. So because it fell on a Saturday, I took Friday and Monday off. You know, I had a 4-day weekend. And so I chilled, had a nice dinner, went to a beautiful restaurant out here, and just really enjoyed myself. You know, I highly recommend this. So if you guys have a birthday that has passed and maybe you want to save this little tip for next year, please do. Or your birthday is coming up and you want to do this, do it. Just, you know, even if you're not able to do like the whole spa thing, just take the day and do the things that bring you joy. That's what I do. The little things that bring me joy, like whether it's to go have breakfast at a place that I enjoyed. You know, Saturday morning, I woke up super early. I wake up early anyway, just FYI. I got my 7:30 a.m. workout just to get my, you know, blood going. And yeah, and then the rest of the day, I kind of, you know, had a nice lunch, spa, dinner. I dressed up. I put on a little freakum dress, you know. I just wanted to feel good. You know, I was rocking my new little haircut that I got. You know, it's just one of those things that I say, you know, do things that bring you joy and happiness into your life, because life is too short. I want to keep on pushing this message because to me it's important, you know. We're here for a short time, not a long time. So why not enjoy ourselves, right? The reminder of sharing that joy is a choice. Right? I think we forget about that. Joy is a choice. So give yourself that grace, you know, give yourself that you deserve, you know. So I wanted to share that little message of doing that for your birthday. And, you know, as we go into fall, it's probably my favorite season. I love fall. Fall and spring has to be like my favorite two seasons. And because I currently live in Texas, I'm going to be honest, I'm so ready for this weather to turn out colder, cool. It's just too hot. It's not even enjoyable. I know there's some people like, oh, you know, I would love it. For me, this year is probably, has been the hardest when it's come to weather-wise with the heat down here. It's just been, I've been miserable. I'm not even going to lie to you. It's so humid, so uncomfortable. As soon as you go outside, anytime between like early afternoon, holy cow, that sun is brutal. I feel like it's trying to take me out. And I'm not feeling that. I'm like, girl, no. So I'm just really ready for this weather to change. And I know during this week, there's going to be some evening cooler weather in the 50s. But I'm like, hell yes, thank God. I'd rather work out in the evening if I have to, just to kind of just get that weather in. I'm telling you, it's just been crazy. It really has. So I'm ready for that change. I know that I probably shared this with you guys before. I don't like pumpkin spice. So everything now is being like advertised to them. Like, God, come up with something else. Pumpkin spice is not my thing, but it's okay for you to enjoy it. This is your time. I understand. I'll stick to like the caramel apple stuff. That's my more of my flow of joy when it comes to taste buds, you know. So it's all good. And I just feel like this year, definitely I'm thinking about the Halloween costume, just getting into the mood of certain things that I felt for sure that COVID has, you know, impacted. I'm not gonna lie. I'm sure for you guys, you probably feel the same way. Just find those joys again, right? I've been working on decluttering. I have so much clothes. Can I be honest with you guys? I've had so many clothes, and of course, the past about to say what, a year and a half, at least minimum. I've been working from home, right? And I shared this before, and it's finding the rhythm of dressing up while you're at home. And I've been doing that. Your girl's been doing that. Listen, it's necessary because you can get caught up in just wearing sweats. You know, I have done that in the beginning of this whole pandemic. I was all up that sweats, shirt looking crazy, but I'm like, you know, this is really not me. I don't mind doing this once in a while, but I felt like I'm really missing my mojo, you know, the things that I enjoy, you know, like throwing on perfume, throwing on heels, you know, dressing up for work. I don't mind working from home, but keeping in mind that dressing up for me is super important. I truly enjoy that. So I wear my perfumes in the crib. I have all these body oils because I know I mentioned this. So this stuff does expire. So make sure you wear that stuff. Enjoy it. It's like when people buy good china and only take it out on special occasions. Listen, life is a special occasion. Take that bad boy out. Enjoy eating your good stuff because you just don't know. You know, just keeping it real. That's how I'm feeling. For me, I'm just like, I'm gonna wear my good stuff, you know. But definitely, I am decluttering. I'm gonna put some of my stuff in Poshmark if you guys are interested. I already have a link on there. I just haven't been active because sometimes it could be time consuming on that stuff. But I'm gonna start posting some stuff there because I do have stuff to have to get rid of that I don't even wear. I have so many things with tags on it and things I'm just gonna need to definitely declutter. And of course, I want to wear more stuff, get into the rhythm of things and things like that. So stay tuned for that. And yeah, just trying to find my way back and finding this new me because I'm always evolving and changing and growing. And so I just trying to work on some things to see what is it that I want to do for myself. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back. See, a girl is back. And as always, you know me, I have a message to always deliver by podcast because it's important, right? Sharing is caring and connecting. And when I'm finding myself connecting the dots, I find that I need to share that with you guys. I learn from you. We learn from each other. You know, it's really going into this growth thing. I'm definitely in this space of learning, pushing, being a better human being, and just why not, right? Just being in this better space. So I am in this season where I call it go for it. Go for it even when it's hard. And I'm going to go into a little bit more details about that. What am I talking about? So I might have mentioned this before. I don't know. I think I've been having so many conversations with people that sometimes I'm not sure if I've shared certain things, but I am actively looking for a new job. And I've been in my current position. I'm blessed to say that I'm still, employed and working and things like that. Not that I'm in a situation where I'm being pushed out or anything. But as I am in my career, I want to grow, right? I can say that a lot of us feel like that. You go into a place where you're in a position and you really tapped out in what the things you can do, right? And you want to learn more. And I'm one of those people that love knowledge and growing. And that's really also a thing that you do for yourself, right? And not that you're gonna always learn everything from work, but in my past, I had, when I worked for a different company, I was very blessed that I had people around me that would invest in me, in my growth process. And I've always been one of those people that like to learn. So I would just go into courses, seminars, things to that matter that actually really helped me develop career-wise. So I am feeling in the space of feeling stuck, and it does not feel good, right? So I'm very aware of that. Very conscious of it and work actively to understand that I'm not stuck, right? Because feeling that way does not feel well, doesn't feel good, I have the power to change my outcomes. So, what is it that I need to do? So, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, which I've been doing the past couple of months, and really putting myself out there in a way that I never have. Professionally, networking. I've been going for job interviews. Even when I'm being told no, I keep pushing. And I'm not going to say that that hasn't been a struggle because I'm going to keep it 1,000. It has, of course. It kind of digs into you, right? When you get told no ever so often, or I mean, back to back or whatever it is, when you're trying to push, it can be so discouraging. But I've become my own cheerleader in that aspect of continue to push. Because the worst thing people can say is no. So I keep pushing. If this is not going to work out, something will. So I'm in this space of that's where I'm at. Every day, I attack a plan. A, B, and C. What do I want to apply? What is my goal? What do I want to do? What does Noemi want to do? And I'm very intentional. And I go for it. And when I tell you this is out of my space where I have not been like this, I'm this now. I'm going to try something different. I am going to put myself in a way that I know I'm going to get to what I want, right? I am shifting. I need to grow in my career. I'm open to try even going to a different space if needed to, right? But I'm just giving myself that chance to do so. In the beginning of me even doing this, I'm not gonna say I haven't felt intimidated or felt a certain way, but you know what? I've learned to push past that, because it's gonna take some work, because the things that I want are big, and the things that are big require work, and to push forward. So for anyone that's feeling like this, in this space where you want to develop and do more and you're feeling stuck, understand that you have a choice. That you're capable of doing anything you want. Does it require work? Yes, it is. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you it's gonna be easy, but going for it yourself, pushing yourself, gives you a level of confidence. I'm gonna tell you something that I needed from myself. Pushing, like, yeah, I can do that shit. I don't care if people tell me no. Okay, thank you. Next. Just pushing and really giving yourself that space because you deserve it. You do, All you need is a right yes. It's the right yes that's going to take you to the next level anyway, right? And that's what you need, the right opportunity, and it all works out. Something that I do know, if I know nothing else, is that things do work out, And so give yourself that chance. Go for it. Even if in the beginning it seems hard and it seems like you're, discouraging. Encourage yourself. Motivation is like taking a shower every day. Do it daily. You got to push yourself, talk yourself. It's the discipline in it. It shows you who you're about. What are you willing to do for you? So I want to give you this encouragement. I'm here cheering you on as I also cheer myself on. And we can do this. We are more than, capable. And as we work for ourselves and we push to do better, those results will show. So give yourself that chance. I want to share that message with you because I'm going through this right now. And I hope that you guys stay encouraged. And as always, I appreciate you listening to this podcast and supporting me because you could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. And until the next one, have a good one. This week's affirmation is that you are limitless. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.